This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Imagine Mary Shelley was in 2015 and had a bet that she could write the scariest story possible. And imagine that she actually wrote 28 Days Later, which is what Alex Garland wrote. Okay, so that's not exactly the case. But anyway, Ex Machina is an incredible film. And the first sort of Frankenstein tale for the modern era that really lands perfectly. What we have here is the love child of Google, Steve Jobs, and Mark Zuckerberg, combined with a little Citizen Four and WikiLeaks, and acting by Oscar Isaacs, who plays a CEO billionaire who, one of the young programmers at his company, wins a week-long trip to his reclusive estate, so reclusive that the helicopter that drops him off can't even see the estate itself. And when the young programmer asks how long until we get to his place, he said the helicopter driver cracks. Actually, we've been flying over for the last 2 hours. So here, the science fiction tale takes hold. What we have is an female, a Facebook woman. There's lots of a LinkedIn girl. But what we have is the first sort of artificial intelligent thing. In this case, it's a female that is played by a young Alicia Vikander. She was a Swedish ballet dancer. Here she's a model on display in every sense of the word. Her sort of naked and partially machine-crafted movie will remind some of J.G. Ballard's work in Crash. Sort of connects car culture and sexuality to iPhone culture and sexuality. She's the sexiest iPhone you've ever seen. And she does what you would expect an intelligent life form to do. Spoiler alert here. She uses every ounce of her ingenuity to sort of play the main character, played by Domhnall Gleeson, against his own wits, and uses that incredible intellect to sort of come to what is the nature of consciousness and humanity. And there's a chilling ending. I'll reveal it here, so don't listen to it if you don't want to. But she kills her creator and lets loose on New York City, imprisons the main character indefinitely. So really, the future, we have seen the future, and the future is the machines win.